This conference is being recorded.
Thank you again. I will quickly cover the two TLDs that launched into Sunrise this morning, dot security and dot protection. These are already doing very well for us. Just by looking at the registrations earlier, I see T-Mobile has registered their names, as well as a lot of banks. I see Bank of America, Intel, let's see, who else is registered? I see several insurance companies that are using these, that are registering these names. So I would, we expect dot security and dot protection to do extremely well, because these are very professional names that are going to be able to be used by big businesses to be identified as secure businesses. So again, dot security and dot protection are an opportunity for your clients to establish trust with their customers. Cybersecurity market is expected to grow to $170 billion by 2020. It's a huge industry, with online security becoming a top priority for many businesses. Dot security and dot protection are the open namespaces for businesses and professionals to establish that instant trust and authority. It creates consumer confidence and credibility when someone uses these names, just like when someone, right now, because some people know what HTTPS is. They may or may not know what an SSL certificate is, but our goal with dot security and dot protection is when someone lands on one of these websites, they know that they're on a secure site. And from home security to data protection, all these companies can create that consumer confidence with these domains, whether they're in internet or cybersecurity or identity protection or home security or corporate security, insurance, event security, personal defense, security products or brand protection, or by the individuals themselves. The Sunrise trade just opened today. Again, these names are available on a first-come, first-served basis. No auctions will be held, and there are no premium names again. So one-character, two-character city names are all available right now for the same standard registration fee. The recommended retail price is $3,000 per year, but registrars will set that price. There are no restrictions to register dot security and dot protection. However, there is an active website. There is a requirement if the registrant chooses to put up an active website, and I'll go into that a little bit more detail at the end. We offer the same complimentary white glove service that we do for .cars, .car, and .auto here, so any client who would like to migrate their website over to a .security or .protection domain name has the option to do this migration free of charge by us. That takes only a day or two, and they would be able to maintain their SEO and page ranking and emails in the process. And you can learn more about this by going to www.go.security. To quickly go over some naming best practices, the obvious solution is to register your brand name .security. You can also register keywords or city names. We expect those to be extremely popular, because these are very valuable terms that are being bid on in Google AdWords. But to be able to organically rank number one for something like cyber.security or losangeles.security is a very big opportunity for most security businesses. If you have an event, you can have your security page live on your event named .security. This can be used for personal defense. And again, we've seen many insurance companies using these, registering these names already. And then again, if you're just an individual or security professional, you may choose to get your first name or last name .security. I mentioned that there are no restrictions in registering these names. This is a quick table to show that there are no restrictions in any registration period. In order to own one of these names, there is no requirement. However, the only time there is a requirement is if the registrant chooses to put an active website on the domain name. If that's the case, they would need to have an SSL certificate and DNSSEC on the website, and we at the registry will be scanning the zone periodically to make sure that the SSL certificate and DNSSEC are there. If there's not, we will politely notify the registrar and ask that they notify the registrant, and they'll have 30 days to add the SSL certificate and DNSSEC to the website. And again, these are just best practices that that should be done by any business, but especially one that wants to be recognized as a secure business or a secure website should have SSL and DNSSEC anyways. And if a registrant is just registering this name for brand protection and they want to renew it a year from now, there's no requirement for them to have the SSL or DNSSEC on the domain at that time. The launch timeline, again, Sunrise opened today and runs until January 19th. There is a one-day stock symbol period. That means that publicly traded companies can register their ticker symbol. So Apple could register AAPL.security or Google could register GOOG.protection. If they wanted to launch those websites, they would still need to have the DNSSEC and SSL certificates, but we chose to have this period based on some requests by publicly traded companies that we have relationships with because they would like to use these pages for investor relations. There is an early access period that runs for 7 days, again, there's no premium names, no registry reserve names, so all domains are available starting today and available through every phase of the launch. And with that, I'll leave it open to any questions.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Thanks, everybody here. Just for sake of clarity, because at this moment there are no questions, it might be best to, I don't know if you still have a slide here with your email address as well, if there are any additional questions on all these different TLDs. So you can go to the www.go.security. So if you have any questions on all these different GLTs, if, of course, you have any questions on the Trademark Clearinghouse, you can contact us directly. And with that, I want to thank you, Sean, for these extensive presentations. They were very interesting. And I want to thank all our guests for joining again today and staying on the call. And the presentations are recorded, so there will be three recordings coming out to you, and we will be sending them out shortly. Thank you all, and have a great day.